Good morning, viewers. Shalom. May the peace of the Lord rule your hearts, your might, and your action today as you embark on building the kingdom of God and also allowing the kingdom of God to rule in your heart. This morning, we want to emphasize on the 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verses 1 to 12. Particularly, we want to look at the order of events for the day of the Lord. The last session, we established that Paul emphasized to the confused church that the day of the Lord is still in the future, is still coming. There was a misunderstanding that had arose in the church at the Thessalonica or the Thessalonian believers, and they thought that the day of the Lord had already begun. The problem and the persecution they were going through, they misunderstood them for the great tribulation. You know, persecution of believers comes through the enemy of the gospel. It is caused by the wolves who are against the sheep. And they were going through a lot of it. But they thought that the problems they were going through, the persecution they were going through, is none other than the Great Tribulation. We have already established, even from the book of Revelation, that the Great Tribulation is the wrath of the Lamb and the love of God to sin or to those people who refused to confess their life to Christ, who actually missed the rapture. And so they thought that the day of the Lord has already begun. And so Paul, in the last session we discovered, is that he pointed to them that the day of the Lord is in the future. We are still looking forward for the day of the Lord. Don't you get worried. You have not been left. They thought that they were left behind. They thought that they have missed the rapture. And so they started living a loose life. They lost the focus. They stopped working. They stopped going to school. They stopped doing businesses. And they became what Paul calls busybody. Instead of them being busy in the work of the Lord and the waiting of the Lord, they became busybodied. So in this session, we will be able to focus on the specific areas that Paul corrected about the day of the Lord. I want just to mention them, not in order of priority, but just some of the elements or areas that marks what the day of the Lord is all about. One, the day of the Lord would mean all focuses on those events. The first one of the event is the event of the catching up of the church, the rapture of the church, the taking of the church, that's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in a secret move. The Bible says that he will come at the cloud, and two people shall be walking together. One is taken, another one is left. Two will be grading together. Two women will be grading together. One is taken, the other one is left. And he talked about that some will be marrying. One is taken, the other is left. Now that kind of taking is called the rapture. I know some people say that there's no rapture, but you see that scripture clearly talks about one is taken, the other is left. Where are they taken? And where is one left? They are left here on earth. So that is one event of the day of the Lord. And actually at the beginning, But immediately that happens, there is what we call the lawless man, or the acts of the lawless man, or the great rebellion against God. And we'll talk a little more about this, because Paul took some time to talk about this great rebellion, or what he called the man of lawlessness, who shall be revealed. Once the church is taken, the lawless man, who is also called the Antichrist in other places, shall be revealed, shall be shown. But when Jesus comes again the second time, he is going to slay the lawless man by the breath of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we also discover that the reason to why the lawless man has not, or the acts of the lawless man has not fully taken place here on earth today, is because they are held by the church. They're held by the church of Jesus Christ, because the church of Jesus Christ is here on earth to keep check. It is the people through which Jesus continues to work here on earth today. I want you to know that the bride of Jesus is being fought so much. And the reason to why some people and some enemies of Jesus are fighting the church is they are fighting the continuous working of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we want to see, what is this gathering of the church and all that? So these are the you know, the events or the activities that Paul is going to be emphasizing here in this session. So you see, in the scripture, which I would want us to read a little so that we can be able to get what Paul is talking about, is he started with chapter 2, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's the second coming of Jesus, and our being gathered to him. We ask you, brothers and sisters, not to be become easily unsettled or armed by the teaching alleged from us, whether by prophecy or by the word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. You see, here Paul is saying that concerning the coming of Jesus, which is one of the event of the day of the Lord, and the gathering, ourselves gathering to him, which is the rapture, another event, he says, do not be easily settled. There are some teachings that were going and they were being taught as though they were coming from Paul. Now, there was also now the problem of the false teaching. At this time, they were saying, this is the teaching of Paul. Some people would personify themselves as Paul and says, we have a prophecy, or we have got a word of mouth, and we have got a letter that has come from Paul, and they are saying that the day of the Lord has come. Some people would teach after Paul has left. Remember, he said some teach because of goodwill, others teach because of competition, and they wanted to add pain on Paul. So he says, do not be swayed. So verse 3 says, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed. See, Paul says that day of the Lord, or that coming of Jesus Christ, will not come until the man of lawlessness is revealed. If you thought that Jesus has come and you have been left, you have not been left. The coming of Jesus is still to come, because the lawless man, the man of rebellion, that is the Antichrist, has not been revealed. This is the man doomed to destruction, that what Paul says. And then he talked about this man. He says, this lawless man, he will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God, all is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Now, this is the act of the lawless man, or the man of lawlessness. The man of lawlessness is the one who does not follow the law of God is the one who becomes the law by himself. He wants to be worshipped. He opposes anything that is called God. And he proclaims himself to be God. And he is exalting himself above God. And he wants to be worshipped or any other worship. We see this happen. Now, when the lawless man comes in the future, that will come after the church has been raptured. So if you have not been raptured, the lawless man has not yet come. Or when you see these things happening and you're still here, it's because you are still keeping him away. Then Paul would say, don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? He reminded them that even for 3 weeks, he had taught them about the day of the Lord. And now you know what is holding him back so that he may be filled in his proper time. Now, Paul says in that, what is holding him back is the church of Jesus Christ. The bride of Jesus Christ is so strategic and is in a position to keep things in check. That's why today, as I had said earlier, everybody wants to fight the bride of Jesus, the church of Jesus, because the church of Jesus is keeping in check the works of lawlessness, is the bride of Jesus, is the person through whom Jesus works today, because Jesus is the Spirit, or through his Spirit. He can work here on earth through the body we call the church. So the church holds him back. That is as strong as we know. And that's why Jesus said, I'm building my church so that he can hold him back. Until the church is taken away through rapture, the acts of the lawless man shall be fulfilled. And that is in proper time. Then, but Paul says, for the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, though he has not been revealed yet, is in the future, but the acts, the secret power of lawlessness, some acts of lawlessness are still at work. There are some evil actions that are happening at work. They're there. But the one who holds back it will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. When the church is taken out of the way, and when the lawless one will, and then when the church is taken away, the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume or will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the splendor of his coming. Now, the act of lawlessness now speaks about what will happen after the church is taken away. The acts of lawlessness here, the acts of the Antichrist, that this is the one we call the beast. The Revelation calls him the beast. He continues to work together with the false prophets and the false teacher. They're working together, and they're called, the evil trinity. They are working aloud here. Those acts shall be revealed, and he works all through here. But that is after the church is taken away. But after the 7 years, because the Bible talks about the 7 year period of great tribulation, that's the wrath of God allowing the enemy or the Antichrist. God is the one allowing the Antichrist to work here. But the church has been taken away for the marriage supper. That's another act or another event of the of the day of the Lord. But when finally Jesus comes back, he will destroy him by the splendor of his coming. Then he says, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. So you see, the lawless one will come and it will be work in accordance to how Satan works. He will use all sorts of display of power through signs and wonders that serve as a lie. So we said that do not just follow people because of signs and power and wonder and miracles, because they'll be used in the last days as a sign of lie, and all the ways of wickedness deceive those who are perishing. Those people perish because they refused to love the truth and to be saved. For this reason, God sent them a powerful delusion so that they will believe a lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed in the truth but have delighted in wickedness. So Paul here is saying that don't you worry. The day of the Lord has not yet come. You have not been left behind. You know, the great tribulation has not started of you because you have not been raptured. And that was a great encouragement of Paul. And he also talked about this man of lawlessness has not yet been revealed, but his acts, secret acts, are already at work. We can see what he's doing, and that's why so much evil is out there, but we must resist him. Father, we thank you for the power of knowledge to know that we have not been left behind. Thank you for such an encouragement. Help us to look forward and to understand those events so that we'll not be able to be upset or to be to be armed by teachings that would want to beset us or to beset the church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.